Now, a U.S. Republican senator has warned the White House of a violent backlash from Congress if a nuclear deal with Iran goes to the U.N. for approval first. Senator Lindsey Graham says the Senate will vote in April on legislation requiring congressional review of any possible nuclear agreement. Graham predicted the measure will pass with enough votes to override President Barack Obama's veto threat. Early on Friday, a bipartisan letter from the House of Representatives addressed to Obama called for decades of constraint on Iran's nuclear energy program. The letter, signed by 367 lawmakers, said a final comprehensive nuclear deal must be long-standing in order to allow Congress to lift anti-Iran sanctions. Iran and the U.S., a member of the P5 plus one group, are going to resume negotiations over the nuclear program in Switzerland on Thursday. Let's speak to Kaveh Afrasiabi. He's an author and political scientist, and he joins us from Boston. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Afrasiabi. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your interpretation of Lindsey Graham's warning of a violent backlash from Congress. What does that even mean?
Well, first of all, let me extend happy Nowruz to your colleagues and the audience, particularly in Iran. With respect to Senator Lindsey Graham, who is an interventionist, ultra-conservative fringe politician, I don't think that Iran should necessarily react to every sensationalist hyperbole that comes out of his mouth. Senator Graham's record speaks for itself. He's been consistently out of step with mainstream America. And, you know, he has just made a statement about, you know, a war with Iran that would not be limited to the nuclear facilities and would be, you know, all-encompassing and so on. Such jingoistic remarks by Senator Graham only further isolates him from mainstream America. In my opinion, the action by the Republican senators that Senator Graham is a part of reflects intellectual and political freefall by the GOP, and Senator Graham is a presidential hopeful, so he's in a race with other ultra-conservative right-wing politicians in their Iranophobic race to outdo each other, and the more they speak, the more they expose themselves.
Right, but what about also Graham's push for any possible nuclear deal with Iran to require congressional review? Now, this is something that many other lawmakers have voiced their agreement over.
Well, you know, you referred to another letter that has been sent to the White House, and it includes some of the signatories of the previous letter who complained that a long-term agreement could be reversed by the future president. So the speed with which these lawmakers contradict themselves is quite dizzying. Of course, there has to be some sort of congressional input in a final deal, given the fact that Congress has passed sanction legislations on Iran, and a final deal requiring the lifting of sanctions would bring the matter of these legislations to the foreground. But to review and to insist that Congress has the power of veto over a presidential agreement with many other countries, including Iran, on a very important international agreement is overstepping the bounds and is rather absurd. So I don't think that's going to happen, and the executive privileges of the White House will cushion that. And if this final deal is authorized by the United Nations, it will bolster the deal and bring the weight of the international community. So people like Graham, who are UN bashers with the historical record and trying to exploit this in order to undermine the United Nations, are only putting the U.S. at odds with the international community.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's author and political scientist Kaveh Afrasiabi joining us from Boston. Mr. Afrasiabi, it's always a pleasure to have you with us here on Press TV.